Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston.
Would you say that AI has become something that people can create ideas into reality at a much reduced budget than traditionally they would have to?
Yeah. I mean, you know, a really physical and visual example of that is if you have a look at tools like Midjourney, you know, and these image creators, you know, my artistic skills and photography skills are really poor, you know, but I have been producing imagery for all kinds of different applications and different things. Beautiful imagery that you would never, ever know was created by AI. And I have no artistic skills whatsoever, you know, but I have the ability to have an idea and express that idea in English and then get AI to create it for me. And so I think that that's just a really clear example for people to see how, wow, my imagination, you can just really let your imagination run riot. You know, I was actually working, I did some training yesterday with someone from a company, and we were working on, I was working on like helping them develop a content strategy. And I could see that this woman I was working with was quite anxious about it. She was quite anxious about the idea of coming up with content topics, understanding what to write about, how to structure that content, what form it should take, you know. And it was supposed to be a session about SEO. And then I said to her, do you know anything about AI? And she said, you know, I've heard of it. I've heard about artificial intelligence. So I said, you know, have you seen something like about all this stuff that's coming up with ChatGPT and all this kind of, no, never heard of it. So I said, what about things like, you know, Midjourney and Stable Diffusion? No, don't know what you're talking about. And so I showed her and I went to GPT. We took one of the content topics that we put in and got it to develop a structure for the content and then write some paragraphs and get prompting it to kind of get to. I mean, her mind was literally blown away. She thought I was doing some kind of sorcery. And it was such an incredible feeling to introduce that to someone for the first time, to show them what it could do and create these images and do all these things, you know. And I could see that as soon as I had kind of given her this gift of knowledge to see that this is what you can do with this, it was just like, wow, oh, wow. And she just got so excited with all the possibilities of what she can do with that, you know. And then a few weeks ago, I went down to my local junior school and I gave a talk to year six, who are like 9, 10 years old, you know, and most of them had never heard of AI. They had a very, very vague idea. Some of them had a vague idea of what it was, you know, and I think the teacher had also prepped them in advance of me coming down, you know. And so we were doing things like I asked the teacher, she was a great sport. I asked her to give me like a sample of her speaking for like a few seconds. So I created an AI model of her voice. And then I took a picture of her and created this video model of her in her own voice and was getting the kids. We were typing in. I said, tell me what you want your teacher to say. And so we were getting it. I mean, some of it I had to kind of filter because it wasn't appropriate. But they were getting it to say all kinds of things like, hey, children, the whole class can have the rest of the week off. You can all play on your Nintendo Switch, you know, all this kind of thing. And they were so excited and thrilled. We were doing things like we were taking pictures of the playground and then we were doing in painting where you kind of mask off an area. And then you say what you want to have in that area. So we were putting like dinosaurs in the playground, Mario Brothers in the playground. And then we were doing stuff like, so they're working on the current project they were working on was the theory of evolution, you know, Darwin's theory of evolution. Mm-hmm. So I created a Darwin bot, you know, and so they're now having a conversation with Charles Darwin, asking him about his work, his experience, you know, his life story. I mean, wow, you know, if only I had that when I was a kid at school rather than those dull lessons that we had to sit through, you know. So, I can only feel nothing but hugely excited for the future and just completely engaged with this technology and all the possibilities of the things that it can do now and will be able to do for us.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.